The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition. Well, this was the first one of this year. Well, no, actually we did one last night, the New Year's Day, the first day, but it was pre-recorded. This is the first live program of the year 2026. And we want to say that tonight, well, the mighty Andrew, you know, this is Friday night. This is Friday night. And Friday nights, strange things often happen around here. But we have the mighty Andrew. He's ready to do battle with the deep state demons. Are you there, Andrew?
Yes, I'm ready to hold him back live from Independence, Ohio.
All righty, very good. We'll get it done. And joining us tonight, because it's Friday night like he always does, he's a man of great, great reputation and stature. He's called the Honorable Sir John McTernan.
Thank you. That sir stuff goes for British royalty. And I'm not British royalty, so thank you anyways for the thought. God bless you and all our listeners.
You mean you never called your dad, sir?
No.
You never, you never said yes, sir, no, sir?
Uh-uh.
Oh, John. Oh, well, some things can't be, it's too late to go back. Anyhow. We got a lot to do tonight. And, well, you saw, I guess, what happened yesterday, where for the first time for America's largest city, we have a Muslim communist mayor, and you had thousands of Muslims and communists turn out here. And as this guy made it very clear, there's going to be no more independent capitalistic ideas and mindsets there, that they're going to...
Who is this tyrant? Who does he think he is?
Well, apparently thinks...
One day in there and he's already a tyrant.
Yeah, I know. But you know, the ironic thing is you had all of these apostate Jews that came out. You know, it reminds me of the Jews that supported Hitler. You know, it's just amazing.
Like Soros.
Yeah. And like Bernie Sanders. And so, here, you know, it's just an amazing thing. They're going to, you know what's going to happen. It's not going to be, you can't please both the Jewish population and the Muslim. And he's a Muslim, right? And the pressure's going to be on him like you never seen there in New York City. You're going to see, I think what we're going to see is synagogues attacked and fire set and churches, because both the Muslims and the communists, they have that unholy alliance. don't they?
If they win, then they'll turn on each other.
Yeah, well, that's been the plan from the beginning. Here, you know, the interesting thing is here, the young people, the young, I have to say the young and the dumb, because, you know, they think, a lot of them think this is something new. And they think that, well, they can't afford, because the economy is in such a way, and with inflation, so many of them can't afford homes. And they think that, hey, you know what? Remember one of the first things that Bernie Sanders said is, you're going to tax the rich. We're going to tax the rich. What do you think is going to happen when they tax the rich?
They're going to leave.
Yeah. Then they said that he's going to make it. Mondumi said that he is going to make it where here landlords are not going to be able to evict people that aren't paying the rent. That he's gonna put a stop to that. What do you think is going to happen to landlords if they, if they can't collect rent?
Well, it's going to wreck. First of all, the property value is going to plummet something terrible, and they'll probably end up walking away, and the buildings will be turned into slums.
And that's part of the plan. Now remember, not everybody in a collective is poor. Remember, do you remember that movie, Animal Farm?
I read the book, not the movie.
No, you notice in there that everyone's equal, but some are more equal than others?
I think the pigs were more equal.
Right, and they were two. And that's the 2% of the card-carrying collective Communist Party. The top 2%, like George Soros, are very wealthy, like Hillary.
About Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, he's got three or four homes out there, and he's no relation to me, believe me. But let's go.
How I didn't bring that up, Pastor Ernie. I had mercy on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to. I hate to say this, but if I was there to run into him, I would be sorely, sorely tempted to give him a whipping. I mean, a real whipping. You know? I really would. But anyhow, that guy deserves it. He's caused a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. And anyhow, we're going to...
Well, I want to give you some good news here from Texas.
Yeah.
From what I understand, Dallas, they're getting ready here in Texas and Dallas to maybe switch the New York Stock Exchange here to Dallas.
I hope it works. I hope they do.
And starting, well, today, the schools in Texas must teach kids what communism is and how many people died and the horrors of it as the result of communism.
Over 100 million. And so what is it that communism has always given us? Well, it's given us death. It's given us poverty. It's taken away all of our freedoms. It promotes pain and misery. And with communism, a good example is what's taking place right now in Minnesota. Corruption, 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 corruption. So let's go to one of the passages in the Bible. And I've looked from cover to cover, and I can't find any passage in Scripture that defines communism the way this passage does. And that's in Proverbs chapter 1. And so let's start there. Let's start with verse 10, John. And we'll take it verse at a time, okay? It's Proverbs chapter 1.
Verse 10.
Yep.
My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not.
Well, we know who the sinners are, right? All of those that are anti-God. Is communism anti-God?
Oh, my. It's like the definition of it.
Next verse. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Is that not what Karl Marx said? You're justified, that they're justified morally in going after the bourgeoisie and taking whatever they have. And what did Joseph Stalin say? One of the things within, we talked about this the other night, within the collective, within the ranks of communism, it's because it's Satanism is what it is. To them, betrayal carries a lot of stock within the collective. You can have your stock, you know, raised if you can betray someone of standing, someone that's very powerful. We've seen that time and time again. Remember one of Joseph Stalin's favorite sayings? He said, to rest your head on the breast of a friend, to gain their complete confidence and trust, and then thrust a knife in their back. There's nothing sweeter. You can sleep good at night. That was what Joseph Stalin said. That, and if we take a look at those today, those communists today, we see the betrayal. I want to go back and start with Jimmy Carter. You know, one day he's got his arm around the Shah of Iran, they're shaking hands. The next day, he betrays the Shah. Go with Barack Obama, where he was cutting the deals and the peace with Barak, the president of Egypt. The next thing you know, Obama had him in prison. He was kept like an animal there. We saw Hillary and Gaddafi. Yeah.
Gaddafi, yeah.
Hillary and Gaddafi, that was here, he had supported her. They were big. They were supposed to be such good friends. And then she laughed, that wicked woman. She was cackling. He was begging. They were beating him to death in the streets, and it was filmed. And she was cackling. She was watching it, and she was laughing and cackling as he was begging for mercy and what they did to him there. That woman is just absolutely wicked to the core. But every time within the collective you can betray someone, that raises your stock. So how do you think that's going to work with what's going on here, if they're going after the J6ers? Are we going to see, in a sense we did, the way that they turned on even Kamala and that, or Kamala, even Barack, who he was, you know, saying that, you know, the way that they threw old Joe Biden under the bus. And Biden's son is out there now. And Biden's son, if you heard him, Hunter, he's throwing his dad under the bus now. So
yeah. It's like party time, you know, celebrating the new year.
Yeah. Let's go to verse 12. It says, let's swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our house with spoil. Isn't that exactly the corruption within the collective? Isn't that what we're seeing with the Somalis right now? And walls, tampon tin walls?
Pastor Ernie, this is like Alice in Wonderland stuff. You know, I'd like to know who is in charge of this. They brought in these Somalis. I don't think it was an afterthought. They knew exactly what they were doing. They put them in strategic areas in the country. Then they started to run these schemes through them. And the Somalis got, I don't know what the amount is, Pastor Ernie. I mean, it's somewhere in the billions. And then money was coming back to the Democrats. And they were funding terrorist groups, Muslim terrorist groups, over Al-Shabaab there in Somalia. Well, that's at least one of them, maybe more.
Yeah, I know. And so here, again, it's in all the blue states, in all your major cities, this is going on. In all the blue states, in all the major cities. And not only that, but you saw where he's, where Tampon Tim has that program for all of those in Minnesota where they can get, you know, those that are working, where they can get 5 months of leave. 5 months of leave from their job, and their employers are supposed to pay them to go take care of somebody. This is another one of those programs that can get you elected. But here now, as we take a look at that, here we're seeing Mondemi, we're seeing him say he's going to give free a daycare. They're going to give free, you know what that's going to cost? $8 billion. $8 billion. What, do they have $8 billion?
$8 billion is probably more than the Somali economy.
Well, this, I'm not talking about Somalia. I'm talking about New York City.
I know. Yeah. I know, yeah. But I'm saying that with all the corruption they have and billions are going over to Somali, that's more than their economy.
Yeah, well, in the Somali economy, it's like being a Democrat today. Part of the way that they do business, part of the national way, the common way that they do business, Somali, is stealing. Stealing is literally, and you know, fraud is literally a major part of their economy. And so it's just like Democrats and sin. Whatever is called a sin is part of their platform, whether it's abortion, whether it's euthanasia, whether it's sodomy, pedophilia, bestiality. If it is a sin, it's a part of the Democratic Communist Party platform. And so, and this is where, you know, what they've taken to New York. Now, there's something more behind this. The idea is that New York is a start, and after that, they're gonna the Democrats are gonna pour in tons and tons of money, and it's gonna come from all over the world, especially from Islamic countries, to put communist Muslim mayors in all these major cities. And so, I mean, pretty much they got them there already, but they want to switch many of them over to Islamic cities, don't they?
Yeah, that's the plan. Just look at Europe. Just look at Great Britain with London and eight other largest cities are all under Muslim control. And then they brought Muslims in the federal government. Now, they can't do that with Trump. They got to get him out of the way. But, you know, they'll use these cities as bases, and they'll try and expand and take states down.
Absolutely. Verse 14, cast in thy lot among us. Now listen, tell me, is this communism or is this communism? Let us all have one purse. Is that socialism? Is that communism? Let us all have one purse? Okay. My son, walk not in thy way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. And so somehow a lot of the younger people in this country, especially, they think that communism is going to give them what they haven't been able to achieve here. Mainly, many, many people out there, the younger people, it's very difficult for them to buy a house nowadays, and it was made that way purposely by the Democratic Party, isn't it?
Everything, Pastor Ernie, everything Joe Biden did was on purpose to wreck this economy, that high taxes, high inflation, you know, everything you could think of. They did that so that it would be exactly as you just said. They want it made so it can. They can go after the youth and say, "Look, we'll help you," you know. But communism is the way, just like they're doing now. This is all planned.
So he goes on, yeah, oh, it is, but It's supposed to be like a domino system. Once they start with the largest city, and then they go after that. And you have a lot of these governors now, like that governor out there in Colorado. That guy is pure evil. He is pure evil, okay? In all these blue cities there, Denver and whatever, cast a night lot among us, let us go here. He says, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. And that's exactly, you know, when they say over 100 million, it's way over 100 million people that have been murdered by communism, way over 100 million. And it says here, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. In other words, what they're doing is virtually suicidal, huh? Well, let me ask you this, because now all of those that are bringing fentanyl in and those that are human sex trafficking, the Democrats support them. The Democrats will fight against Trump to keep the drugs coming into the country, even though those same drugs will kill their own children. They'd rather do that, right? Democratic women will get pregnant just to be able to kill the baby. This is pure evil. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of its owners thereof. And that goes back again. That's right out of Karl Marx's textbook there. He goes on to say, wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city. She uttereth her words. And I know there are people out there that have tried to say that wisdom here, that the Holy Spirit is a female, and they try to say this here. He's talking about the knowledge of God's wisdom, God's knowledge, and they just referred to her wisdom as a godly kinsman. Where if we go to a couple other chapters here, and it talks about here the evil women, like the Democratic women out there today. Here, when it talks about, to you men I call, let me see, I was going to find out. All right. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. We're talking about Proverbs 8. He goes on to say, I have that. That's not the one I wanted. That one verse here. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. But he says here, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. And so, anyhow, so he goes on from here talking about wisdom, a wise and godly kinswoman. She's described as, but it's not, by no means is it describing the Holy Spirit as a woman, is it?
No. No.
All right, yeah, I know that's some of those strange teachings that are out there today. Boy, we're living in days where they're getting stranger all the time. We'll be back right after this.
Child, is this so late to wake? shepherd's watch are keeping.
This is Christ, the King, who shepherds God and angels sing. This is Christ, the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
Why lies he in such mean estate? Were ox and colt a feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here. The silent word is bleeding.
This is Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ, the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
So bring him incense gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
This is Christ, the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. This is Christ, the King, the Babe, the Son of Mary.
What child is this so laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch?
All righty, we are back, and here we have Tina Peters. Tina Peters is a real lady. She's a real pro-life family, grandmother, godly woman, and she's in prison, and she's put there by an extremely and completely and totally corrupt state of Colorado. You have the completely corrupt, totally corrupt, homosexual, openly homosexual governor, Jared Polis. He's a radical homosexual. And in fact, he's, you know, some of the people in Colorado, which is a liberal state, but there's some good people there. We get support from Colorado. There's some very good people there. But here, he's pushed sodomy. This Jared Polis has pushed sodomy, John, to the point where a number of people are saying he's violated the constitutional rights of the state residents. And so he's, President Trump has something to say to him, and that is that he can rot in hell, okay? Now, President Trump has gone and pardoned Tina Peters, but you have these corrupt judges that said you can't do that because it's a state matter and the president can only pardon those in the federal out of federal prisons. What do you think, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, something very interesting has developed from that. Apparently, the feds really helped the state with Peters, prosecuting her and putting her in jail. So they're working under the idea that this was a joint state-federal investigation of Tina Peters, and that they, because the feds were involved with it, he has the right to pardon her.
All right, very, very good. Let's hope that happens. I tell you what, you know, we need to pray some imprecatory prayers right now. You know, we have one of the reasons I think we have so many wicked, ungodly people there is because we haven't been praying to the Lord, asking him to remove the wicked. And so would you ask in a imprecatory prayer to have this evil, evil Jared Polis asking the Lord, whatever it takes to remove this wicked, ungodly, unclean man. And all the folks out there listening to me out there, you know, you have to choose your side. You're either walking with the Lord or you're not. And, you know, this is no place for prissy preachers because they just don't have the courage to stand up and do what's right. But this man is so wicked, he needs to be removed. And, John, would you pray an imprecatory prayer that God would either bring him to repentance or remove him?
His last name is Paulus, right?
Yeah. P-O-L-I-S.
Paulus, okay. The problem with this, Pastor Ernie, is the foundation in Denver of the population that elects him. That's the problem.
Oh, I know.
Because you might have him removed, and they could elect someone worse.
Well, you know what? Let's pray that he removes them too.
Yes, let's pray that that void there of God in that city will be filled with a move of the Holy Spirit.
And we're asking all the folks from coast to coast to agree with us on there. If you really believe. God will answer prayer, and so go ahead, John. Folks, you know, agree with John on this.
Yes, Abba Father, we're before you in the awesome name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, there's a righteous woman there, Peters, that has been persecuted simply for bringing the truth out about corruption. They want to make her an example to everyone else. Lord, President Trump has, I don't know if he's officially wanted to pardon her or talked about it. I'm not sure. But, Lord, we're praying that she would be pardoned and released. And we bring this mayor before you, Lord, Paulus. Lord, he is everything that you mentioned would judge a nation. That's him, Lord. The wickedness that he promotes, he is like living sin, Lord. And I'm asking, in Jesus' name, because of what the government there in Denver has done, it's more than Denver. It's Denver, because that's where the capital is. It's more than the city, Lord. They persecuted her, and I'm asking now that you would deal with the courts, the attorneys, Lord, the prosecuting attorneys, everybody that was using false charges against her, and you would deal them, Lord, and particularly remove them from office who led this attack on Mrs. Peters, Lord. You defend the righteous, Lord, and she is righteous in what she was doing. I pray that you would remove them, Lord, and that we would know it was from you. And also, Lord, we're asking for a move of your spirit, because that city is wicked for electing a man like this and the government that they put in office there. Lord, they are begging to be judged by you for their wickedness. So we're asking, Lord, in mercy, you would send an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to change the spiritual atmosphere in that city, that they would no longer promote wickedness, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. And that that Colorado Supreme Court is evil to the core, too. And so, I mean, that's, you know, and that was such a beautiful state. And it's like California. It's just, here you have such a beautiful state, but it's infected. It's infected by the evil. This is their vermin. Their political vermin. They're wicked to the core. Okay, it's like, again, it's like if you can invent a new sin, a new transgression against God, if you could invent it today, they'd have it in their articles of faith by tomorrow. And their mission statement, they're wicked to the absolute core. But, you know, did you hear just, you know, this week we heard about, you know, all about the Trump's trying to negotiate that a peace treaty between Ukraine and Russia. And then all of a sudden you heard that Zelensky went in and he bombed Putin's home. And you have a big article about that by Paul Sorrento. That's what a terrible thing. But guess what? And then Putin calls Trump, right? And Putin tells Trump that Zelensky bombed his home in Novgorod. It's Novgorod. And but guess what? He lied. They went in and they looked and there was no damage. What do you think of that?
No, I didn't follow that, Pastor Ernie. This is the first I'm hearing that. Very interesting.
Yeah. And so, well, let me read you a little bit. Lately, Zelensky has shown his real face with absurd statements, as you can read. Well, it goes on. He said there were 91 drones that attacked the Russian presidential residence in Novgorod region were destroyed by Russian air defense systems. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has stated that such reckless actions will not go unanswered. Well, we found out the whole thing was false. It was a lie. This time, Zelensky was telling the truth, and he said they never did that. That was because you know that. Well, they said that the reason that they knocked down all 91 of their drones, Russia has not been that good. If they could do that, why is it the drones keep taking out all their tanks? Every time a Russian tank shows up, it gets blown up. And so something's going on there. What do you think?
Absolutely, Pastor Ernie. This has really revealed that the Russian equipment and their soldiers are really third world. They had a whole load of tanks, and their systems, their electronics, and the Ukrainians have been able to go through their electronic defenses, sink submarines, sink ships, sink their lead ships, that one ship there, the flagship in the Black Sea, their tanks. There's some wrong design with their tanks, Mr. Ernie, because they blow up and blow the turrets right off it. Experts were saying that they put the armament and the fuel in the wrong positions. So when there's an explosion there, everything goes off. So all their tanks are being destroyed, their artillery. They can't stop apparently the planes that we gave the Ukrainians are doing a real good job. The Russians can't stop them. So this army is like a third world army, Pastor Ernie.
I'm wondering how much the Russian people are going to take. You've lost 1 million young soldiers. You know, they have parents there. They have family. How much do you think that the Russian people are going to say, take before I say enough is enough, we won't do it anymore? What do you think?
I'm agreeing with you. And then their economy is really nosediving very, very quickly now. And in fact, the Ukrainians have blown up so much of the Russian oil refineries and all of that, that they have a big shortage now, a fuel shortage, and prices are skyrocketing. So there's a lot in play in Russia, Pastor Ernie, that any day it's possible to hear of the people uprising against Putin.
Well, Putin's got to be very, very concerned about that. And so, you know, Trump is losing patience too, with Putin. You know, if he don't do something soon, then it'll be more sanctions, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Ukraine giving even more sophisticated weapons. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a step-by-step, Pastor Ernie. You know, and Trump has done his best. I mean, he is not a pacifist. He will use war, but he tries to do everything before that. So since he's been elected, he's tried everything between Putin and, the Ukrainians and the Russians to come to a peace agreement with it. And one seems to go for it and the other one doesn't. And then they reverse it. And so, but he's done everything, Pastor Ernie, to try and stop this war, everything that he can do.
Well, you know what, just recently, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, and what he's doing with Venezuela, I mean, why wasn't this done like 20, 25 years ago? Whenever Chavez came in, what was it, around 2000 Chavez came in?
Obama actually was the one that really was behind that, putting Chavez in. And I think it was around 2008.
No, I think it was some reason. I don't know, Pastor. It seemed to be a little earlier than that, but that doesn't matter. You know, so Trump, what he's doing, we're a sovereign nation, and there's a couple countries in particular, Venezuela, Colombia, and Mexico, that are treating us like a third world country, and just. The borders were wide open. Now Trump has shut them down. And then they had all these illegal aliens running crazy, and Trump is doing everything he can to get them out of the country. Now we're zeroing in on Somalia. But what he's doing in Venezuela is needed, because they were using our country to bring those drugs in that was killing huge amounts of people every year.
Do you see the drug flow has been cut? By now, it's 94%.
No, I've been waiting to see what that is, Pastor Ernie, what figure, because they can't just bring it across an open border now.
They say
what kind of people are driving these boats? I mean, how many of these boats do you have to blow up before they won't drive them anymore?
Well, now I don't know if you've seen the on television where. You have Mandero, or what's his name, where he is talking about cutting a deal. He wants to do business now with the United States. He wants to deal with our oil sell us oil.
Favorable prices of oil for us. We don't need it because we're exporting it.
Yeah, I know. But anyhow, he said he wants to make a deal too on working to stop the flow of drugs. What do you think about that?
Well, Trump and a good chunk of the world view him as illegitimate, that they stole the election. So I think he's got to go, Pastor Ernie.
Well, yeah, that's what I think Trump says. So now here, the Democrats.
I tell you what would work? How about he was to lay out half of the Democrat Party, half of the senators and people in the House, and whoever else are involved in the drug trade, also making millions of dollars. Now that might be a good bargaining chip, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. Don't forget, Trump has put a $50 million bounty on him. And, remember the collective, the way that these people think, especially. So he's got to be watching his back all the time. And so, anyhow, now, just recently, the Democrats have come out and they found out that their ratings, their popularity is low as it's ever been, even though they're thinking that the Gen Zers are looking towards socialism now and communism. And so here, some of the leaders in the Democratic Party are coming out and saying, look, we've got to do more than just be against Trump. We have to abandon the Trump derangement syndrome, and we've got to let people know what we stand for. I think that's why they're in such bad shape. What do you think?
I think that people pretty well know what they stand for, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, I think that's why they're in such bad shape as they are. They're corrupt. I mean, the Democratic Party has just become just totally corrupt. But it's just like with Somalia, it's the accepted way of doing running the government, and that's the way it's come. Now, you have all of these people, like these Omar. Omar comes in, and her value was less than $1,000. And in 1 year, she became $30 million. She became worth $30 million. How do you do that on a congresswoman's salary?
Well, she made good investments in the stock market, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah. You think Nancy helped her, Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. That's what Crenshaw said here, the Republican from my district. He came into Congress, you know, hardly any money, and now he's got several million. So he was confronted about it, and he said, well, I made shrewd investments in the stock market.
Yeah. In other words, insider trading. You know, you have right now just in Minnesota, 55 ongoing fraudulent child care investigations, 55 different ones, okay? And that's just in Minnesota. You've got the same thing going on here in Ohio, but our governor here in Ohio, he's, let me read you what he says here.
Doing business. That's doing business.
Right. The governor's office said the attempts to use daycare centers for fraud in Ohio have been known to the state for decades. In other words, well, yeah, we've known about the fraud for a long time. We just didn't do anything about it, right? And implied that those who did not think it was an issue or naive. I can tell you where you really have a lot of that corruption, really, and that's in the Department of Corrections. Speaking to the Columbus Dispatch, Dan Tierney, DeWine spokesperson, denied any recent surge in fraud, but acknowledged the governor's office is aware of public interest in the matter. Yeah. And, you know, here, Mike and his wife brought those Somalians here. If people are out there who could not contemplate the people we're trying to defraud, the public through daycare centers, I understand it's new to them, but it's been known to the state for decades, Tierney said. So therefore, we have a robust anti-fraud measures to try and stop this. If it's a robust anti-fraud, why do we have so much fraud? Well, this is something that is unfortunately the cost of doing business, he says. Social media reactions to prices posted have been fierce, with users expressing outrage over the idea that fraud is acceptable cost of doing business in Ohio. One reply stated, massive fraud is just something we need to come to terms with. Mike DeWine should resign just for saying that. He's going to be termed out pretty soon anyhow. Somalia daycare fraud schemes are front and center thanks to an explosive video by YouTuber Nick Shirley exposing ghost daycare centers in Minnesota that are receiving millions and hundreds of millions of tax dollars but do not appear to be real operations. Columbus, home to an estimated 45,000 to 70,000 Somali residents, have become a focal point for these concerns, with critics arguing that tax oversight and immigration policies have enabled such abuses. here in Ohio, John, down around that Columbus area, you have, you know, they fly the Somali flags. It's just, yeah, it's really something. All right, here they're having, did you see what HHS has done, Health and Human Services? They've cut off the funding to the child care. They put a freeze on the child care funding. And the Democrats and the fake news media, they're just going ballistic with this. Also,
it's a corrupt organization, Pastor Ernie. It's like a, it literally is. The Democrat Party with the media involved and their courts and the Democrat courts, the whole thing is a well-oiled criminal organization. I'll grant this to them. They're like criminal geniuses, though. I mean, to bring Somalis in and then run the schemes through them and wash money back to them in bribery, and then all these other schemes they have on top of it. So, yeah, they're criminal masterminds, Pastor Ernie. The media is there backing them up.
Well, media is just a part of the criminal activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know Congressman Swalwell? Remember him and Fang Fang?
Yeah, from California.
Yeah, well, he's decided that he might run for governor of California. But here, he has become paranoid recently. He was out there saying, I'll tell you what they're going to do. They're going to come after us. They're going to try to prosecute us for what happened to the J6ers, right? And he needs to be, every one of those people, Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi, or every one of them that were on that committee needs to go to prison. They need to go to prison. What they did, they put 1,500 or 1,600 innocent people, killed several people. That was what they did. And they need to go to prison for doing that. And, you know, that's not revenge, folks. Believe me, it's just justice. We really got to, we have to insist. We have to insist. And so, by the way, you know, you just had another 8-year-old girl killed by another illegal alien who was driving a truck, couldn't read or write. And so, but California now is delaying, revoking all 23,000 driver's license that it handed out like candy to these illegal aliens. And so they put a hold on that. But
because the illegal, Pastor Ernie, the illegal aliens are suing them. They're actually suing them. What has this country come to? Illegal aliens are suing the state of California for revoking their license when they're illegal aliens.
Hey, hang tight, John. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.